弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们在一起在主面前寻求的机会。
Thank the Lord that we have the opportunity to seek before our Lord.
我们先有点祷告，好吧
？Let's start with virtual prayers.
天父，我们感谢赞美归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise unto you.
你知道我们的情况。
You know our condition.
你也知道我们的需要。
And you know our needs.
你也知道怎么样把我们 带到你自己的旨意里面。
And you know how to bring us into your will.
你知道怎么提升我们。
You know how to lift us up.
你知道怎么鼓励我们。
And you know how to encourage us.
你知道怎么变化我们。
You know how to transform us.
你知道怎么样叫我们这个一无所有的人能够被带到你荣耀的旨意里面。
You know how to make us who have nothing to bring into your glorious will.
我们就无依无靠地把我们自己交在你的手中。
Without any other dependence, we commit ourselves unto your hands.
无论是讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都无依无靠地在你面前。
Whether the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen, without any other dependence, we come before you.
只有你向我们说话，我们才能够有所得着。
Only when you speak to us, then we are able to receive.
只有你圣灵在我们身上做工。才叫我们里面的人能够活过来。
Only when your Holy Spirit works on us, then we can be quickened.
只有你智慧和启示的灵打开我们心里的眼睛，才叫我们真正的看见你自己。
Only when your Spirit of wisdom and revelation opens our inner eyes, then we can truly see you.
我们无依无靠地来到你的面前。
Without any other dependence, we come before you.
我们愿意被那充满万有者所充满的来充满我们。
We would like to be filled by the one who fills all and in all.
我们无依无靠的求你带领今天的聚会。
Without any other dependence, we pray that you lead today's gathering.
愿我们每一位回去的时候都带着你的同在，带着你的丰富，带着心满意足。
So as we go back with your presence, with your riches, and we are being satisfied.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
把荣耀敬拜的归给你。
We give all the glory, praise, and worship unto you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of the Lord.
Amen. 好，我们最近一直来思考一个题目，就是因神儿子的信心而活。
Recently, we have often come to meditate upon a topic that is living by the faith of the Son of God.
请注意哈，不是因我们的信心，是因神儿子的信心。
Please pay attention, not by our faith, but by the faith of the Son of God.
这一句话是出在加拉太书二章的二十节。
And this verse comes from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
我们自己的信心我们是晓得的。
We know how our faith is.
但是神儿子的信心可能我们就不太清楚。
But we might not be familiar with the faith of the Son of God.
我们怎样看我们自己，我们自己大概明白。
We probably know how we look at ourselves.
但是因为神儿子的信心，我们可能需要很多的学习。
But because of the faith of the Son of God, we probably need much learning.
我们需要遇见他。
We need to meet him.
我们需要来到他面前。
We need to come before him.
你听过他。
You have heard of him.
你可能也经历过他的存在。
And probably you have experienced his presence.
但你是不是真正的遇见他呢？
But have you truly met him?
你在遇见他的时候，对你有没有重大的改变呢
？Have you met him? When you met him, have he changed you?
你遇见他的时候，对你有没有震撼呢
？When you met him, has have a big impact on you?
如果你说你遇见过耶稣基督，神的儿子
，If you say you have met Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God，
但是在你生命中没有一点点的震动
，But if there's no impact in your life。
你这个预见可能还不够。
Then it is not enough for you to meet him.
一般来讲，我们看圣经很清楚。
In general speaking, that it is clear when we read the Bible.
那个真正遇见耶稣基督的人，在他生命中都有强大的震撼。
For those who truly have met Lord Jesus Christ, then in his life there's a great impact.
因为在他们里面，对于神儿子的认识是不断的开展。
Because for in them the understanding of the Son of God is keep increasing.
因为他对神儿子有认识，他的信心是建立在神儿子的信心上面。
Because they know, they understand about the Son of God, therefore their faith casts upon the Son of God.
他的信心不是建立在自己的信心，是建立在神儿子的信心。
Their faith is not depend based on their own faith, but based on the Son of God.
所以这是一个很重要的学习。
So this is a great learning.
如果我们缺少这个学习，我们可能长不大的。
If we lack of this kind of learning, then we might not grow.
我们可以不断的聚会，不断的读圣经，但是长不大。
It may be that we continue to have meeting together or read Bible, but we cannot grow up.
如果我们不能长大成熟，
If we cannot be grown and into maturity,
神在我们身上的心意可能没有成功的日子。
Then the God's will on us might not be fulfilled one day.
神所要我们得着的，我们可能也得不着。
And what God wants us to gain, we will not be able to gain them.
所以这是个很严肃的事情。
So this is something very serious.
希望我们不要小看。
Hope that we do not despise it.
我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read several places of scripture.
在第一处，在马可福音11:22。
First is Book of Mark, chapter 11:22.
耶稣回答说：“你们当信服神。”
And Jesus answering says to them, "Have faith of God."
这个中文是翻译成“信服神”。
In Chinese translation, is to believe unto God.
啊，是相信顺服。
Which is to trust and obey.
但是呢，你读英文和这里的英文，你看到什么？有神的，当有神的信心。
But the English says that have the faith of God.
啊，应当有神的信心。
You shall have the faith of God.
啊，神儿子到地上来是把神的信心带下来。
Son of God come to earth is to bring about the faith of God.
神儿子的信心就是神的信心。
The faith of the Son of God is the faith of God.
如果你有神儿子的信心，你就会有神的信心。
If you do have the faith of the Son of God, then you will have the faith of God.
如果你缺少神儿子的信心，你就没有这个神的信心。
If you lack the faith of the Son of God, then you will not have the faith of God.
因为神本性一切的丰富都是有形有体的藏在他儿子耶稣基督里。
Because all the riches of the Godhead dwells in His Son Jesus Christ richly.
所以这包括他的信心。
So that includes His faith.
下一节圣经是启示录第二章十三节。
The next verse is Book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 13.
我知道你的居所，就是有撒旦座位之处。当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间，撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。
I know where thou dwellest, where the throne of Satan is, and thou hold fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even in the days in which Antipas, my faithful witness, was, who was slain among you, where Satan dwells.
你看这节圣经有什么？有撒旦。
So in this verse, it talks about Satan.
表示有很强大的属灵的征战。
Which means there's a great spiritual warfare.
你也看到有人被杀。
And you see that people were being martyred.
也就是为神做见证。
That is to be witness for God.
啊，然后呢，他说在这样的情况底下，主称赞这一个人是什么？或者称赞这个教会是没有弃绝我的道。
So in such condition, our Lord praised this church that he did not deny his faith.
就是没有弃绝我的信心。这是主耶稣的信心，因为这句话是主耶稣亲自讲的，是神儿子的信心。
That is not deny the faith of our Lord, which is the Son of God.
所以你在面对艰难的时候，你要什么？
So when you face difficulties, what do you want to have?
你面对征战的时候，你要什么？
When you face spiritual warfare, what would you like to have?
你想要在主耶稣以外要什么？
What do you want to have besides Jesus?
主耶稣说，没有弃绝我的信心。
Lord says that did not deny my faith.
这是在神面前蒙悦纳的。
And that's what's been acceptable before God.
到十四章十二节，启示录十四章十二节。
Book of Revelation chapter 14 verse 12.
圣徒的忍耐就在此，他们是守神诫命和耶稣真道的。
Here is the endurance of the saints who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
这是在一个极艰难的情况，需要很大很大的忍耐。
In such great difficulty, a great endurance is required.
他们得胜是原因在哪里？就是他们守神的诫命和耶稣信心，耶稣的信心。
What's the reason for their victory? That is, they kept the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
耶稣的信心就是神儿子的信心。
The faith of Jesus, which is the faith of the Son of God.
所以在你很需要忍耐的时候，你要什么？
So when you need endurance, what do you have? We need.
你需要神儿子的信心。
You need the faith of the Son of God.
你缺少神儿子的信心，在外面去找东西找不到。
If you lack the faith of the Son of God and you look apart from somewhere else, you cannot find anything.
好，再看下一节，哥林多前书第一章第九节。
And the next verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所造，好与他儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful, by whom you have called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
这里好与他儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得分，其实英文的意思或者原文的意思就是进入他儿子我们主耶稣基督的交通里面。
Here in Chinese it says that we partake with his son our Lord Jesus Christ. In the original text is into the fellowship of his son Jesus Christ.
这个交通有一部分就是交通神儿子的信心。
This fellowship, part of it is to fellowship unto the face of Son of God.
所以你越认识主，那个信心，神儿子信心在你身上就会越来越清楚，越来越大。
So the more you know our Lord, the greater this faith will grow.
所以不要把认识主当作次要的事情。
So do not think to know our Lord is secondary.
不要把做事情高于认识主。
Do not think that work is higher than knowing the Lord.
应该是先认识主才有事情做。
First we shall know the Lord and then we will have work.
你既然不认识主，你怎么知道主要做什么？
If you do not know the Lord, then how would you know what he wants to do?
所以认识主一直都是我们最高的，就是排在第一位的。
So to know the Lord is always our priority.
不管我们多忙，
regardless of how busy we are.
不管我们在什么环境，
regardless of what circumstance.
不管我们手中有多少的工作，
regardless of how much work we have.
认识主是第一的。
It is the most important first thing to know the Lord.
你不认识主，神儿子的信心就不会在你身上成为实际。
If you do not know the Lord, the faith of the Son of God will not become a reality in you.
你若对神的儿子有认识，神儿子的信心就在你里面逐渐的成型。
If you understand about our Lord, then the faith of the Son of God will become concrete in you.
神的儿子是极其荣耀，是极大的。
The Son of God is so glorious and great.
不是我们把四福音读两次，我们就说我们有认识了。
Not that after we read the four Gospels several times, then we say we understand.
也不是说你会背你就有认识了。
And not that if you memorize it, then you understand it.
如果神不开启我们，
if God does not open us,
如果你不是不断的去遇见他，
if not because you continually meet him,
如果你不是不断的去经历他，让他带你进入那个实际，
if not because you always experience him, let him lead you into the reality.
那个认识还是很小很小的。
Then this knowing is very little.
所以没有一次可以停的。
So it's non-stop.
跟主的交通是没有可以停的。
So the fellowship with the Lord should be non-stop.
如果你一个人去认识他，是很受限制的。
It is very limited if you just know him by yourself.
你缺少倾心祷告主的人跟你一起认识，你是很受限制的。
If you do not know him with someone who calls the Lord out of pure heart, then you are being limited.
你不在教会里面，在基督的身体里面去交通于他，你是非常受限制的。
If you do not have fellowship unto him together in the body, then you are very being limited.
如果你只想照你自己的方法，你不愿意照神的安排，你是受你自己的限制。
If you only would like to use your own way and not according to his arrangement, then you are being limited by yourself.
所以交通于主耶稣，交通于神的儿子是一件很大的事情。
So having a fellowship unto the Lord, unto the Son of God is a great thing.
是把我们要从很浅一直带到很大的去。
So bring us from very being shallow unto great.
要走对路。
You have to walk the right way.
要在神面前照神的方法。
And before the Lord, you have to do it according to His way.
你如果一直想自己，你绝对不会交通于主自己。
If you always think about yourself, then definitely you will not be able to fellowship unto Him.
如果我只愿照我自己的方法，我是没有办法交通主耶稣基督的。
If you would like to only according to your own way, then you cannot fellowship unto the Lord.
如果我所有一切都是照我喜好的去， 你不知道主耶稣是什么回事。
If you do everything according to what you like, then you do not understand him.
所以这个交通是很特别的。
So this fellowship is very special.
特别对他的信心的交通，你需要来到他面前。
Especially to have fellowship unto his faith, you have to come before him.
你如果能够放下你自己，这是你的大福气。
If you are willing to put down yourself, then it's your great blessing.
你这个交通才能够持续，才能深入，才能高，才能远，才能大。
Then this fellowship can be continuous and in depth and in height and also great.
如果你始终不愿意放下你自己，
If you still not willing to put down yourself,
你的交通只在于你自己身上，不是交通神的儿子。
Then your fellowship is only unto yourself, not unto the Son of God.
你可以很多年，你以为你在交通神的儿子，其实你没有。
It might be so many years that you thought you are fellowship unto the Son of God, but actually you are not.
这是个事实。
That is a fact.
没有人可以要保有自己，而可以跟神的儿子有很好的交通。
There is nobody able to keep ourselves but have a good fellowship with the Son of God.
那是不可能的事情。
That is impossible.
好，加拉太书二章二十节。
And Book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。我如今在肉身活着，是因信神儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I am crucified with Christ, and no longer live I, but Christ lives in me. But in that I now live in flesh, I live by faith, the faith of the Son of God who has loved me and given himself for me.
这是一个新的层次。
That is a new level.
信主之后对自己有一个认识。
After believing the Lord, there is understanding toward ourselves.
我已经站在新的地位上。
I'm standing in the new position.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I'm crucified with Christ.
这句话对你是真的吗？
Is this real to you?
对我是真的。
To me, it is real.
好。你是不是已经与基督同钉十字架了吗？
Have you been crucified with Christ?
看表现就知道。
If you just look at how you act, then we will know.
如果我们活出来都是自己。
If all we live out is ourselves.
都是我们的意见。
Is our own opinions.
都是我们的能力。
Our own ability.
你没有看见你与基督同钉十字架。
Then you have not seen that you've been crucified with Christ.
他说现在活着的不再是我。
And now no longer live I.
是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
并且我如今在肉身活着。
But in that I now live in flesh.
我虽然活在肉身里面。
Although I'm living in flesh.
但是是因神儿子的信心而活。
But I live by faith, the faith of the Son of God.
你是活在肉身里面，但是这个肉身的里面有一个神儿子的信心在你里面。
You are living in flesh, but in this flesh, there is the faith of Son of God in you.
所以看起来外面是肉身，里面有神儿子的信心在里面运动。
Although outwardly it's the flesh, but inside there is the work of the faith of Son of God.
这是一个新的生活方式。
That is a new way of life.
这是因为得了新的生命才有的新的生活方式。
That is because we have received a new life, therefore has this new way of living.
在这里更多的经历他的爱，也认识他舍己的丰富。
Here we experience more of his love and also experience more of the riches that he has given up himself for us.
我们再看下一段圣经。
And the next verse.
亲爱的，这是犹大书第一章。犹大书的二十节二十一节啊。
It's a book of Jews, verse 20-21.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
But you beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in love of God, awaiting the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
这里说在至圣的信心上造就自己。
Here it says building yourselves up on your most holy faith.
什么是至圣的信心？
So what is the most holy faith?
如果这是我的信心，会不会是至圣的呢？
If this is my faith, will it be most holy?
如果这只是人的信心，会不会是至圣的呢？
If that's only the faith of man, will it be most holy?
那是一定不可能至圣的。
Of course, that's impossible to be most holy.
所以至圣的信心应该是神儿子的信心。
So the most holy faith is the faith of the Son of God.
只有神儿子的信心才配成为是至圣的信心。
Only the faith of the Son of God is worthy to be called the most holy faith.
所以当你来到常常来到主的面前。
So when you often come before the Lord.
那个信心在我们里面不断的成长，成为实际。
And this faith continues to grow into reality.
这个信心在我们身上有一个工作可以造就我们。
And this faith in us is able to edify us.
可以建立我们。
To build us up.
建立我们达到神要把我们达到的程度去。
To build us up into the level which God would like us to reach.
所以你要知道信主变得很简单了。
So then, believing the Lord becomes very easy.
如果要靠我的信心来信主，变得很困难了。
If by my own faith to believe unto Him, it is very difficult.
如果要达到神心满意足的地步，要靠我的信心，那太困难了。
If by my own faith to let God be satisfied, that is very difficult.
但是神儿子的信心，要把我们带到那个真实里面去。
But the faith of the Son of God will bring us into a reality.
所以当你有神儿子信心在你里面的时候。
So when you have the faith of the Son of God in you,
当你遇见神的儿子的时候，
when you meet the Son of God,
你会发现在圣经里面常常有这个现象。
Then you realize there is such condition in the Bible.
特别在四福音很明显。
Very obvious in the four Gospels.
一个人遇见了主，他很可能就得救了。
When one meets the Lord, probably he will be saved.
就他得到了新的生命。
And he receives a new life.
灵就活过来了。
Then the spirit is quickened.
一个人遇见了主。
When one meets the Lord.
他本来是带着他的需要来求告主。
At first he comes to seek the Lord with what he needs.
这个求告可能是为了身体的需要。
This kind of seeking might be for his health.
他得了答应。
And he received the, and his prayer received answer.
所以他身体健康了。
So he becomes healthy.
但事实上这个人呢，他所得到的还不止如此。
But this, what this person has gained is not only like this.
因为他不但身体得医治了，他灵得救了，他的思想也改变了。
Because not only his body is being healed and his spirit being saved, but also his thoughts being transformed.
所以一个人当有神儿子信心在他里面的时候，是产生灵和魂和身体的健全。
So when one person has the faith of the Son of God in him, then the result is the soundness of his spirit, soul, and body.
你若看懂这个，你就觉得来到神儿子面前，得到他的信心的充满，这是件重大的事情。
If you understand this, then you know how great it is to receive the faith of Son of God and being filled by Him.
这个世界充满了黑暗，充满了败坏。
This world is full of darkness and corruption.
你要从这个世界上得到健康，得到健全，这是不可能的。
It's impossible to receive any soundness from this world.
但是你来到神儿子的面前，你得到的神儿子的信心是灵和魂和身体的健全。
But if you come before the Son of God and receive His faith, then what you have is the soundness of the spirit, soul, and body.
那一个人他得到这个健全之后，神把他放在这个地上，还没有把他带走。
For one to have this kind of soundness and God still put him on earth and not yet brought him with him.
他要带着健全的灵和魂和身体来胜过这地上一切的各样的情况。
And with his soundness of the spirit, soul, and body, he's able to overcome all kinds of circumstances on earth.
并且为神做恢复的工作。
And do the work of restoration for God.
而且呢，能够把许多他接触到的人也带回到健全的光景。
And also bring those whom he has met to bring into the soundness.
这是件重大的事情。
That is a great thing.
我们需要在主面前检查检查。
We need to examine ourselves before the Lord.
我是不是健康的？
Am I healthy?
我的灵、我的魂和身体是不是真的健康的？
Is my spirit, soul, and body healthy?
要谦卑下来。
We have to humble ourselves.
不要自以为是。
Do not think we are right.
明明不健康，还自己认为健康。
Actually, it's not healthy, but we think it is healthy.
你常常去遇见主，你就知道自己健康不健康。
If you often meet the Lord, then you know if you are healthy or not.
因为健康的来源是他。
Because the soundness comes from him.
如果你不认为是他，那你就不可能再得到这个健康。
If you do not think it's from him, then you are not able to receive the soundness.
上次我们看过这个，百夫长为他的仆人求医治。
Last time we went through how the centurion came to seek the Lord for his servant.
也看过那个摊子。 一个四个人把摊子抬到这个主耶稣面前
And also four people carry a paralytic before the Lord
也看过那个血漏的妇人去摸主耶稣
And also we've seen a woman with issue of bleeding to touch the Lord
另外是一个管会堂的女儿她得主的医治
And also the daughter of a synagogue's official got healed by the Lord
但在这几个例子里面主耶稣称赞那个百夫长
Among those several examples, our Lord praised the centurion that his faith was great.
他的信心是大的，他看见主耶稣要来的国度。
As his faith was great, he had seen the kingdom of the Lord which is coming.
他看见主耶稣是那个真正做王掌权的。
And he had seen our Lord is the one who's in reign.
他是他的权柄，他只要一句话就可以成就的。
With his authority, just one word, then he was able to heal.
那件事情一直促使我在主面前思想
I often meditate upon that issue
所以让我好像主好像提醒我就是你真正能够让主耶稣在你身上做王掌权主说你这个信心是大的
So the Lord reminds me that if we are truly able to let our Lord reign in us then this faith will be great
如果你的意见很强 强过主耶稣在你身上做王掌权
If you have your great opinion and do not let the Lord reign in you, then the Lord will not say that your faith is great.
如果你的意见非成就不可，主耶稣的意思呢，神的意思呢，可以搁在一边，这是没有信心的人。
If you must fulfill your own will, but the will of the Lord shall be put aside, then that's without faith.
所以你如果真的愿意学习让主在你个人身上做王掌权。
So if you are truly willing to learn to let the Lord reign in you, then the Lord will say your faith is great.
如果教会能够真正让主做王掌权，显出他是头，教会是他的身体，这个信心才是大的。
So if the church can truly let the Lord in reign and to show that He's the head, the church is His body, then this is of great faith.
如果教会只是充满了人的意见，人的计划。 没有主的带领,
so if the church is full of man's opinions and plans and there is no the will of God fulfilled, then there is no faith.
因为团体的信心是需要个人都愿意学习,每个个人都愿意学习才能建立整个团体的信心。
Because the corporate faith means that each person is willing to learn, then only each person is willing to learn, then there's the corporate faith manifested.
如果一个团体, 没有人愿意尊主为大, 这个团体在神看来,
if such a group corporate does not exalt the Lord as the highest, then this is not like a church.
它可以有教会的名称,
it might have a name as church, but there's no reality as being a church.
它可以自己称为有信心,
It may call itself with faith, but the Lord does not call it have faith.
所以尊主为大，让主做王掌权，这是一件极其重要的事情。
So magnify our Lord and let Him be in reign. That's very important.
今天看来只是一件事情，经过一件事情。
Today we see is one issue after another.
但是这个是影响到将来是不是能在天国里与主一同做王掌权。
But it has to do with whether one is able to reign together with the Lord in the kingdom of heaven.
这个百夫长他这跟主求的名下，主就说他将来要在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。
The centurion only come to seek the Lord for a little bit, but the Lord says that in the future he will sit together in heaven together with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
别人也很多有很多祈求啊，为什么别人都不这样说呢？
Other people also seek the Lord, but how come the Lord did not say to others?
所以可见，这个在主心中是很看重、很看重的。So
we can see that Lord truly put so much importance on His heart.
让主做王掌权是神非常看重的一件事情。Let
our Lord be in reign is something very important to our God.
如果我们真的进入这个来讲话，那神的荣耀这彰显的机会就更多了。
If we do enter into this reality, then the more of the glory of God shall be manifested.
今天我们再来看看这个瞎子得医治的事情。
Let's look at how the blind man got healed.
这个在四福音里面有好多瞎子得救。
In the four Gospels, there were many blind men got healed.
有在伯赛大那个地方的一个瞎子去求的。
There was a blind man in the Bethsaida.
这个可能这个另外的圣经是没有写地方的。
And in other places in the Bible, it did not mention places.
那也有在耶利哥的两个瞎子去求的。
And also in Jericho, there were two blind men to seek him.
那也有一个是在约翰福音第九章的那个西罗亚去说西罗亚洗一下的那个生来瞎眼的。
And also there was in Gospel Book of John chapter 9, a born blind man went to wash in the pool of Siloam.
所以在圣经里面好多瞎子。
So there were a lot of blind men in the Bible.
这些瞎子遇见了主之后他们的生命不同。
When those blind men met the Lord, their life got transformed.
在这个也许在这个什么在这个这个在耶利哥的那个瞎子他就求主啊他说大卫的子孙呢、啊、可怜我们吧。
Like the blind man in Jericho, he said that the son of David, have mercy upon us.
那当他被带到主面前的时候，主问他说：“你相信我能做吗？”
When he was being brought to the Lord, then the Lord asked, "Do you believe I can do this?"
他说：“是的，我相信。”
He said, "Yes, I believe."
所以主就医治他。
So the Lord healed him.
这个人他看见自己可怜的光景。
This person saw the such a lowly place he is in.
可能瞎子很多。但不是每个瞎子都会看见自己可怜。
Maybe they were a lot of blind people, but not every one of them would see how petty they are.
可能就是我们穷人很多，但真正觉得自己贫穷的也不多。
It might be that there are a lot of poor people, but not everyone think truly realize they are poor.
我们真正很多的光景是一无所有，但是我们里面觉得呢，我们就是样样都有。
Most of our condition is that we have nothing, but we thought we have everything.
但这个瞎子他说什么？他说大卫的子孙可怜我们吧。
But this blind man said that son of David have mercy upon us.
我信主之后哈，我发现一个秘诀。
After I believed the Lord, I found a secret.
发现自己可怜是好事。
It is a good thing when we realize we are in pity.
如果我没有信主的话，我发现自己可怜啊。那真是觉得真是没有希望了。
If without believing the Lord and we realize how pitiful we are, then we are hopeless.
但是我信主之后，开始经历主之后，我发现每一次我觉得自己很可怜的时候，我愿意无依无靠来到主的面前。
But after I believe the Lord, I realize that every time I realize I'm in such pitiful state and I'm able to come before the Lord.
我就经历到尝到他是赐怜悯的神。
Then I realize and taste that He is the merciful God.
所以我经历越多之后，我就发现，无论我过去尝主的恩典多丰富多少。
So after I know this, that I realize, regardless of how much grace I have received from the Lord.
我因为每一次来到主面前的时候，我是这样无依无靠的。
Every time when I come to the Lord, I'm actually without any other dependence.
因为我们如果不认识自己。你不知道自己是在一个多可怜的光景里面。
If we do not know ourselves, we do not know how pitiful we are.
因为我人生经历过，让我自己就很可怜的情况。
Because I have experienced the situation, I realize I'm in such pitiful state.
今天不论你经历多少神的恩典。
Regardless of how much grace of God you have experienced before.
如果你能够归零，回到你该站的位置上。
If you're able to go to zero all the time and then stay in the position you shall stand.
仰望他的怜悯直到永生。
Look upon his mercy into eternal life.
你看懂这一点，你在神面前真是很容易。
When you understand this, then it is so easy to be. It is very easy before God.
不要像法利赛人。
Do not be like a Pharisee.
一个礼拜禁食两次。
Fast two times a week.
我每次都交十分之一。
I always pay the tithes.
没有什么你讲的我没做的。
And I've done everything you said.
没什么好处。
There's nothing good about it.
你如果觉得你自己都像法利赛人这个样子。
If you think you are always like a Pharisee.
你不会认识神的怜悯的。
You will not understand God's mercy.
你没有办法经历到。
You cannot experience it.
这个瞎子求大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧。
So the blind man said that the son of David have mercy on us.
我没什么好求的，我就是求你怜悯我。
There's nothing I can seek but just have mercy on me.
你每一次仰望主的怜悯，神不能不做事。
Every time when you seek upon His mercy, God will not but do His work.
不要老是跟神讲理由。
Do not always argue with the Lord.
我们在地上跟人家吵惯了。
We are used to arguing with other people.
到主面前跟主吵。
And we come before the Lord to argue with Him.
吵了半天，结果主也不能不给我们。
And then after such argument, but Lord just gave to us.
谁得益处啊？
So who gained?
主也没得益处。
The Lord did not gain much.
我也没得好处。
Nor did I have any good.
谁得了好处啊？
So who received profit?
黑暗的势力觉得哈，拍拍手，刚好你们呢中我的计，对不对？就没有办法往神心意的路走。
So the power of darkness is so glad that we are under His trick that we cannot walk on His will.
如果你觉得神的救恩太大，如果你觉得神的旨意太高
，If you think that salvation of the Lord is so great and His will is too high，
你发现自己跟不上，没有希望。
You think that you cannot catch up and have no hope。
仰望他的怜悯
，Look upon His mercy。
求他怜悯，帮助我们跟上去。
Seek His mercy, help us to be able to follow。
不要老讲理由嘛。
Do not argue。
讲理由对谁有好处
？If you argue, then what's good for?
谁也没有好处，你也没得什么好处。
God nor you receive any profit。
会仰望他的怜悯，你在神面前的路是开的，是通的。
You are able to look upon His mercy, then your way before Him is open。
你不会仰望神的怜悯，你在神面前的路是个曲曲折折的，而且越来越不清楚。
If you cannot seek upon His mercy, then your way before Him is crooked and become very unclear.
今天早上主特别感动我，去看这个啊，约翰第九章。
This morning, the Lord specially touched me to look at John chapter 9.
这个瞎子是生下来就瞎的。
This blind man was born blind.
你会不会觉得这跟你没有关系呢？
Do you think it has nothing to do with you?
我看到这里的时候，我就觉得就是我。
When I read this, I felt it was just me.
为什么是我呢？
Why me?
我在人生早期的时候，想过要做很多很多的事情。
In the earlier days of my life, I thought of doing many things.
我也想要得到很多很多的东西。
And I wanted to gain a lot of things.
但唯一没有想的，就是要信耶稣。
But the only thing I did not think about was to believe unto Jesus.
所以有一天我信耶稣的时候，对我是一个强大的震撼。我怎么会信了耶稣啊？
So one day when I believed unto Jesus, it was such a great impact on me because how could I believe unto Jesus?
就是在那天晚上，八点到十点钟，我信了之后，我想怎么搞的？八点以前我是一个人，八点以后我就另外一个人。
Just that night from 8 to 10 after I believed the Lord, I was so surprised that before 8 o'clock, I was a different person.
我已经拒绝他可能至少15到18年。
I have rejected him for almost 15 to 18 years.
我不可能信他的。
It was impossible for me to believe unto him.
要凭我的信心是绝对不可能信他的。
According to my faith, it was impossible to believe unto him.
我已经拒绝这么久了。
I already reject him for such a long time.
我还在处于一种拒绝的状态里面。
And I was still in the condition of rejecting him.
没有想到就在个拒绝的状态里面，我突然就信他了。
Without realizing, just in such rejecting condition, I believe unto him suddenly.
因为他向我显现，他遇见了我，他来找我。
Because he has manifested himself to me, he met me and he came to seek me.
所以这些门徒就问他说：“这个人天生就瞎眼的。”是他犯罪呢？他父母犯罪呢？还是什么原因呢
？So his disciples asked him that for this born blind man, that was it, why was the reason? Was it because he sinned or his parents sinned?
主耶稣讲说，都不是，是要显出神的作为来。
The Lord said that none of these, but to manifest the work of God.
啊，那主就说呢？他是世界上的光。
The Lord says that He is the light of the world.
就是这个人一得救之后呢，他就会这个人就看到主呢是光。
As soon as this person is saved, then he sees that Lord is the light.
跟随主就是路。
To follow the Lord is the way.
跟随主就是方向。
Then follow the Lord is the direction.
啊，所以主去找他，然后呢，就医治他，然后叫他去希罗亚池子去洗一洗。
So the Lord seek him and healed him and asked him to go wash in the pool of Siloam.
这个人 很顺服，他遇见的时候就去洗一洗，就被看见了。
So this person was very obedient that he met the Lord and he washed and he was able to see.
我想他在那个眼睛得医治以前，他没有想到他就那天要得医治。
I think that before his eyes were healed, he has never thought about he would get healed on that day.
而且他从来就是没有看见过的。
And he has never seen before.
而且他已经是成人了，恐怕他二十岁以上或更大的事。
And he was already a grown-up man, probably about 20 years old.
所以他没有想到他有一天要看见。
So he has never thought of that one day he would be able to see.
那别人呢？看到他了，就是那个，可能就放在那个那里讨饭的那一个人。
So when other people saw him, he was just begging.
高兴的时候给他一点，不高兴的时候可能踢他一脚。
So if people liked, then they gave him something. Then if not, they just kicked him away.
但没有想到，那个讨饭的突然眼睛看见，起来到处走。
And they have never thought that this beggar just able to see and then raised up to walk.
所以人看他说，哎。这不是那个以前在那讨饭的吗
？So people saw and say that weren't this person begging before？
所以人好像认识他，又好像不认识他。
So people seem like they know him, but most likely they don't know him.
你知道，当你这个人里面眼睛开启的时候，也是这样子。
You know, it's the same condition when your eyes, when your inner eyes are open.
人家会觉得说，哎，怎么搞的？啊、你现在变很多。
Then it seems like you have changed much.
这个变很多是因为眼睛开了。
Change much is because our eyes are open.
但这个人眼睛开的时候，他对主耶稣还不太认识。
But when this person's eye was open, he did not understand our Lord much.
他呢？你要问他说，你眼睛怎么开的
？Other people ask him how could your eyes be open.
他说我也搞不清楚，我就是有一个人叫耶稣。然后他来给我讲讲摸摸，或者是叫我去希罗亚池子洗一洗，我去洗就看见了。
He said I also did not know, but a man called Jesus just came to touch me and also asked me to wash in the pool of Siloam. Then I saw.
啊，这有时候我们常常也这样。
Usually we are just like this.
我们刚刚信主的时候，或我们刚刚眼睛被开启的时候，也搞不清楚怎么开了，奇怪，怎么以前看不懂的，现在看开始好像懂。
When we first believed the Lord, or when our eyes first being opened, we also felt strange that how come we could not understand before, but now we understand.
别的不知道，以前我看不见，现在看见了。
Anything else I did not know, but I know that I could not see before, but I can see now.
哦，我自己也是常有这样的感觉。
Often I have such feeling.
因为我既然不知道什么是信耶稣，我既然没有想要信耶稣，所以当我信耶稣的时候。真的不知道怎么讲。
Because I did not know what is to believe Jesus, and I did not want to believe unto Jesus. So when I believe unto Him, I really did not know what to say.
其实不只是这样子。
Actually, not only this.
怎么样长大也不知道。
I also did not know how to grow up.
怎么样聚会也不知道。
And not know how to gather together.
怎么样来讨主的喜悦也不知道。
Nor know how to seek His pleasure.
啊，到底要怎么走，没有一点知道。
Nobody knows how to walk.
但是呢，主在我身上眼睛是一次开，再一次开，再一次开，又再一次开。
But the Lord has opened my inner eyes again and again.
所以开眼睛对我们来讲，在属灵的经历上是持续在一直在经历的。
So to being the eyes being open is what we will experience continuously in our spiritual walk.
不要你以你曾经有过一次一点点的经历就够了，满足了。
Do not think that just have a little experience for once, that's enough.
但是你如果能让主一次再一次开的时候，你就越看就越清楚了。
But if you're able to let the Lord open you up once over and over again, then you will see more clear.
那这个人他一信主之后呢，他眼睛一被开之后呢，人家就来问他。
So as soon as this person believed the Lord, his eyes being opened, then people came to ask him.
哎，你怎么眼睛开的？你怎么医好的呢？
How come your eyes are being opened and how could you be healed?
所以人家不断地问他，你怎么医好的呢？
So as other people kept asking him, how did you get healed?
他说就是那个耶稣吗？来这里吗？然后叫我又去洗一洗就好了，就这么简单呢、啊。
He said it was so simple that just this person called Jesus came and then asked me to get washed in the pool.
但是你很奇妙啊，他每一次不断人家在不断在问这个问题的时候，你怎么开的呢？你怎么会看见呢？再问的时候，他里面好像就越来越清楚啊。
But very amazingly, as people keep asking him, how were your eyes being opened? And every time when he answered, it seems that he becomes more clear.
你会发现，当人问你的得救的问题哈，在或者是认识经历主的问题，在那里不断在那里跟你在那里讨论的时候。
You realize that when people ask about your salvation or how your experiences are as you discuss with them.
如果你遇见的主，你遇见那个遇见是真的。
If you truly have met the Lord.
可能你刚开始你那个领会是很少的。
Maybe at first your understanding was very little.
但是当你人家不断好像来质问你的时候，你在神面前再思想或者再去经历的时候，你就发现。那个遇见不是一件很小的事情。
Then when people keep questioning you, and then when you continue to meditate and experience, then you realize this meeting the Lord is really not a small issue.
所以这个人他一直不断被质问，一直质问之后，然后最后他说到底那个拍你眼睛是谁啊？
As this person has been questioned for so many times, and people ask him, "Who's the person open your eyes?"
他起头知道只是耶稣，但后来他说，我想他是一个先知啊。
At first he said that his name was Jesus, but later on he said that I think he should be a prophet.
这个是什么？这是好像他讲以色列如果讲到先知，讲到旧约的那些大先知啊。
When Israelites talk about prophet, it means the big prophets in the Old Testament.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你信主，有遇到挑战，你不要害怕。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, don't be afraid when you meet the Lord, when you believe the Lord and face challenges.
越挑战，你所得到的信心越刚强。
The more the challenges you face, the more faith you will be strengthened.
只怕里面没有信心。
What we should afraid is that we don't have faith.
只怕里面没有神儿子的信心，没有神儿子的生命。
What we shall be afraid is that we don't have the faith of Son of God and do not have the life of Son of God.
如果你真的是得到了神儿子的信心。
If we truly receive the faith of Son of God,
如果你真的得到神儿子的生命，
if you truly have received the life of the Son of God,
越是挑战你，那个生命就越显出荣耀出来，显出大能出来。
And the more challenge you face, this life is manifested with more glorious and its power.
越挑战你，你就越学习活在神儿子的信心里面。
The more challenge you have, the more you learn to live in the face of the Son of God.
神儿子的信心是不怕挑战的。
And the face of the Son of God is does not afraid to meet the challenges.
神儿子信心不是说你挑战，你弄两下，神儿子信心没有了，不会的。
The face of Son of God is not that when you face challenges, then it's gone.
你如果真的交通于神儿子的信心。
If you truly have fellowship upon the face of the Son of God,
神儿子信心如果在你里面是真实的。
If the face of the Son of God is real in you,
环境的艰难只会把神儿子逼出来。
For the difficulty in circumstances, you'll only force out this face of Son of God.
除非我们是活在自己里面。
Unless we are living in ourselves.
我若活在自己里面，环境一艰难就把我逼出来了。
If I live in myself, then when the difficulty comes up, then myself is being forced out.
其实很简单的，你知道吗？如果一个艰难环境来，我跑出来了。你说你活在信心里面，没有人相信你的。
Simply speaking, when the difficulty comes up and myself comes out, then nobody will believe that you live in faith.
如果你环境一压力一来，你把主耶稣一挤出来，神儿子心一挤出来呢，哎呀，就说这个人是活在神面前的。
But when the pressure comes up and the face of the Son of God is being squeezed out, then we know that this person lives before God.
所以你刚看到说那个启示录说。那个撒旦的那个座位，有撒旦的势力在那个地方啊。
In the book of Revelation, we saw that the seat of Satan actually there's the power of Satan there.
还有人被杀，失掉性命啊。
And people were being slain, lost their lives.
这时候把什么？他说：“你却没有弃绝我的信心。”
But they did not deny his faith.
这个压力什么？ 是把神儿子的信心把它显出来了。
This pressure actually manifests out the face of Son of God.
所以我们看我们自己很简单的。
So when we look at ourselves, it's very simple.
我也不需要人家常常跟我讲说，你要活在有信心里面，你不需要人家讲你的。
And we don't even need other people to tell us we shall live in faith.
你一个情况来，是我这个人显出来，还是神儿子信心显出来，就知道了。
We would know when the circumstances come, whether it's myself manifested or the face of some God manifested.
所以这个人他就一挑战再挑战，他在挑战，那个耶稣应该是个先知啊。
So when this person is being challenged over and over again, then he say that this Jesus shall be a prophet.
啊，所以千万不要怕挑战，好不好
？So do not be afraid of challenges.
我信主从第一天到现在，一直都在挑战里面。
From the first day of I believe the Lord until now, I've always been under challenges.
几乎没有停过。
Almost non-stop.
好，几乎没有停过，只是没有讲而已，几乎没有停过。
It's almost non-stop, although I never talk about it.
啊，你活在神儿子信心里面，你就有路走。
When you live in the face of Son of God, you have a way to go.
但是呢，当他在一认识的时候呢，结果什么？犹太人反而不相信他以前是瞎眼。
But as soon as he understands more, then the Jews did not believe he was born blind.
所以当你在主面有一些真实的认识和真实的经历的时候，然后你对主又有一个很这个认识又被提升起来的时候。
So when you have the true understanding and knowing of the Lord and this knowledge of the Lord has been increased.
你可能会遇到一个情况像他一样。
It may be that you face the same situation as he does.
犹太人他就讲说。他根本就不是瞎子，他本来就是会看见的。
The Jews say that he was not born blind, but he was able to see before.
仇敌有一个诡计，就是否认你的经历。
Satan has a trick, is that he denies your experience.
不认识主的人，有一个情形就是什么？他没有办法跟你辩，他说那是假的啦，那个是凑巧的，那不是真的。
For those who do not believe, who do not know the Lord, that although they do not argue with you, but they say that what you mentioned were fake, it was just coincidence.
但是如果你是真的经历主，人家说假的，我还是真的。
But if you truly have experienced the Lord, although other people say they were false, but you know they are real.
神儿子的信心如果真的在你里面，不管人家怎么讲，人家怎么攻击你，人家怎么扭曲，都没有用的。
If the face of the Son of God is truly in you, regardless of how other people attack you or make everything crooked, but that's not, it will not work on you.
你遇见了神的儿子，你真的遇见他，就是遇见了，那不是假的。
If you truly have met the Son of God, then when you met him, it's real, it's not fake.
如果那个信心在你里面，它会使你刚强起来。
If this faith is in you, it will strengthen you.
就是别人说你假的。也没有意义。
It would become meaningless even if someone else say those are fake.
结果人家就找到这个瞎子的父母亲了啊，他以前是不是瞎子啊
？Then those people ask his parents say that was he blind before?
这父母亲说啊，他是生来就瞎的，但是他到底怎么得医治的，我也搞不清楚，你就问他就好了。
And his parents say that true, he was born blind, but I do not know how he got healed. So why don't you just ask him?
因为他的父母亲怕被犹太人赶出会堂。
Because his parents are afraid that they were being cast out by the Jews from the synagogue.
这是这个瞎子的亲生父母亲啊。
Those are his real parents.
所以我们要真正活在神的面前。
So we must live before God.
有的时候我们遇到的亲人他是软弱的。
Some of the relatives we meet, they are weak.
啊，不是这个亲人没有办法为他的儿子做见证啊。
His parents cannot testify for their son.
啊，所以你如果信主，然后你一直依附在别人身上。
If you believe the Lord, but you just depend on others.
如果他软弱了，你是不是要跟他一起软弱呢
？If they become weak, will you just become weak with him?
我们要直接来到主的面前。
We have to come before the Lord directly.
啊，所以人家又来问他了。
So they ask him again.
啊，然后呢，然后人家说那个主耶稣是个罪人。
And people say that Jesus is a sinner.
他就说，他是不是个罪人，我没办法解释，我也不知道。
And he answered that whether he's a sinner or not, I cannot explain nor do I know.
我知道的一件事就是我以前是瞎的， 现在看见了。
But what I know is that I was blind before, but now I can see.
真的是这样子。
It was so true.
我们以前是瞎的，现在看见了。
We were blind before, but now we can see.
我在想，我信主还没有信主，原来是瞎的，后来看见了。耶稣基督是那位宇宙万有独一的真神，是那位独一的主宰。
I saw that before I believed the Lord and after I believed the Lord that at first I was blind but now I can see and now I see that Jesus Christ is the only living God and He's the sovereign Lord of the universe.
我信主之后不知道我怎么走，但是我不断地来到主面前仰望他的怜悯，就他逐渐开我的眼睛。
After I believed the Lord, I did not know how to go, but I always come before Him to look upon His mercy and He always opens my eyes.
从个人要怎么来到主面前，一直到教会到底我们应该怎么在主面前，主是不断的怜悯我，让我逐渐逐渐的越来越清楚。
Start from how a person shall come before God and also how a church shall come before God. He has mercy on me so that He always opens my eyes so I can see.
这个经历就好像说，我知道以前我是瞎的，现在我看见了。
So this experience is just that I knew I was blind before but now I can see.
这个不是说人家告诉我这样，我就去守人家告诉我的东西，不是这个东西。
It's not that I keep what others tell me.
所以当他这样讲的时候，哎，这个那个，然后那个什么，那个犹太人又再继续问他。
So as he said this, and the Jews kept asking him.
他就说，是不是你也要当他的门徒啊
？So they asked him that you also want to be his disciples.
不然你怎么一直问，一直问，一直问啊？你是不是要当他的门徒啊？
So he asked them that, don't you also want to be his disciples? Otherwise, why do you keep asking?
有的人他不想好好的认识主，但他不断的问问题，不断问问题，不断问问题，问了半天怎么对他都没有益处。
There are some people who do not really want to know the Lord, but they keep asking questions, and actually it's no benefit to them.
如果你把这个问题直接带到主耶稣的面前。
If you bring such questions before the Lord,
如果你愿意承认自己像这个瞎子一样
if you are willing to confess, you are just like this blind man.
眼睛一被打开，什么问题也不用问。
As soon as the eyes been opened, no more questions is needed.
有的人问了千百个问题，还是看不见。
Some people ask thousands of questions, but still cannot see.
这个瞎子看见了说，他就说，我知道我以前是看不见，我现在看见了。
As this blind man was able to see, he said that I know I was blind before, but now I can see.
然后呢，这瞎子说，你们是不是要当他们？他马上就责备这个瞎子。
And when this blind man asked, "Do you also want to be his disciples?" They rebuked this blind man.
然后让这个瞎子也觉得很奇怪。
And this blind man felt strange.
因为他们说他们不知道主耶稣从哪里来的，他们说主耶稣是个罪人。
Because they say they did not know where Jesus came from, and they say he's a sinner.
结果呢，这个瞎子他反而说了一句话很特别。
And this blind man say something special.
他说他开了我的眼睛。
He has opened my eyes.
你们竟不知道他从哪里来，这真是奇怪啊。
But you did not know where he came from. That is so strange.
所以你会发现哈，这个亲自得到神好处的，得到主耶稣好处的。跟没有得到的那个是刚好站在对立。
So you will see that for someone who have received the goodness from the Lord and comparing those who have not, they are actually standing against one another.
没有得到的说你很奇怪。
The one who did not receive the Lord's goodness say that you are very strange.
这个瞎子说你很奇怪。
And the blind man say you are strange.
到底谁很奇怪
？So who's the strange one?
其实我们心里知道。
But we truly know.
你要做哪一个呢？
Which one would you like to be?
你要做那个问很多问题还是不知道的那一个人呢？
Do you want to be the one who keeps asking questions but they still do not know?
还是像这个瞎子说，奇怪了，明明开了眼睛，你看见了，还真好搞不懂呢。
Or just be like this blind man, say that my eyes are being opened and you have seen that, but how come you still don't understand?
这常常是我们的问题。
That's often our problem.
神在我们身上，在我们当中有工作，我们却看不出来。
God has done work among us, but we cannot see.
神已经显出他的工作，我们却看不出来。
God has already manifested his work, but we cannot see.
这就很奇怪了。
Then that is strange.
啊， 应该说什么？神一有工作，我们马上就看出来，这个是被开眼睛的，马上就能看出来。
It shall be that when as soon as God does the work, then we can see. Those are what happens when our eyes are being open.
我们有时候犯了一个大的错误，就是把神的工作当人的工作，把人的工作当神的工作。
Our biggest mistake is that we put God's work become man's work, but or we think that man's work is God's work.
我们在不知不觉当中抵挡了神，自己都不知道。
Without our realization, we are against God, and we did not even realize it.
所以这个眼睛被开启说，奇怪了，明明神做，你怎么看不出来呢？
So this person's eyes being opened, he said that it is so strange. God has done this. How come you cannot see it?
所以这些东西都是我们可能遇到的。
So those are all possible situations we encounter.
所以当你的眼睛被开启的时候，人家觉得你很奇怪，你不要觉得奇怪。
So when your eyes being opened, when other people think you are strange, do not be amazed.
啊，这个瞎子已经很好的例子在那里。
This is already a very good example here.
啊，但是他心里呢是很清楚的。
But his heart is very clear.
他说：“我们知道神是不听罪人，唯有敬奉神。”遵行他旨意的神才听他。
He said that we know that God does not listen to sinners, but only those who worship Him and listen to His will, then God listens to Him.
所以你看，这个人越经过挑战，哈，他对神的认识什么？是越进步的。
So through more challenges, his knowledge toward God has improved.
越挑战，里面的信心什么？越强的。
The more challenges, the more stronger is his faith.
啊，神儿子的信心是什么？愈强更强。
The faith of the Son of God is when it faces strong challenges, it becomes stronger.
啊，你好好的去经历他。
If you experience him with serious.
而且这个人也会看见，他说，这个人如果不是从神来的，什么也不能做。他知道这个事情别人是不可能做的。
And this person also saw that if he is not from God, then he can do nothing.
然后这个人就被犹太人赶出会堂。
So this person is being cast out of synagogue.
所以你看，这个人经历了主，反而怎么样说？被犹太人赶出会堂。
So you see how this person experienced the Lord, but he was being cast out of the synagogue.
你不要以为这个事情现在不会发生哈。
So do not think that the same situation will not happen now.
我认识好些弟兄，就是他们很经历主，但最后他们还被赶出去了。
I know many brothers is that they have experienced the Lord much, but they were being cast out.
因为人家觉得他太奇怪了。他那个人的组织呢，容不下他，所以把他赶出去。
Because people think he was strange, the man's organization could not receive him and cast him out.
但是他虽然被人和人的组织赶出去
，although he was being cast out by men and their organization，
但是主耶稣去找他。
But Lord went to seek him.
主耶稣找他就跟他讲说：“你相信神的儿子吗
？”When Lord Jesus found him and asked, "Do you believe the Son of God?"
他搞不清楚谁是神的儿子。
And he did not understand who's the Son of God.
就是说，现在跟你说话的就是。
And the Lord said that the one who speaks to you is.
他说我是。他说我相信，然后他就拜他，他就敬拜他。
And he said that Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him.
所以呢，这个人他愿意跟随主，尊主为大。
So this person is willing to follow the Lord and magnify him.
然后主耶稣说了一句话说，我到这个世界上来是为审判而来的。
And the Lord says that for judgment I come to this world.
叫不能看见的可以看见，自己觉得可以看见的反而不能看见。
And so they which do not see, they might see, and that they can see actually are made blind.
所以这个呢，这个人他就进到这个主耶稣是光的这个世界。
So this person has entered into the reality that our Lord is light.
如果不是神儿子亲自做工，
if not the Son of God does this work himself,
不会有这个结局的。
It will not have such results.
今天如果不是主一直不断地向我们显现和启示，
if today not because the Lord keeps reveal himself to us,
他不断来找我们，
not because that he keeps seeking us,
他不断地给我们机会，
not because that he keeps giving us the opportunity,
我们没有办法认识他是神的儿子。
We would not be able to know that he's the Son of God.
所以我们是应该是因他的儿，因神儿子的信心而生活。
Therefore, we shall live by the faith of the Son of God.
好，我想时间已经到了，我就停在这里。
I think the time is up, and I will stop here.
我们下次有机会再继续思想。
And we can continue to think about it next time.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们再把这些的话交回到你自己的手中。
Lord, we commit those words back onto your hands.
人的话是有限的。
Man's words are limited.
我们求你圣灵做无限的工作。
We do pray that the Holy Spirit does the unlimited work.
将神儿子的信心开启在我们的心中。
So open up the face of Son of God into our heart.
也开我们心中的眼睛。
And open our inner eyes.
让我们能看见神儿子的实际。
So we can see the reality of the Son of God.
也让我们经历神儿子的信心。
And we can experience the face of the Son of God.
叫我们能够不但蒙恩得救，我们也能够长大成熟。
So not only we are being saved by grace, but we can also grow into maturity.
谢谢你把话赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word.
求你继续把新鲜活泼的供应给我们。
Pray that you continue to provide us with living fresh words.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen. 谢谢。